At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my
new series, Parrish.
My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Buckle up, Minnesota Vikings fans, because the latest reports are indicating that the Washington Commanders are taking phone calls over the number 2 overall pick in this year's NFL draft. The NFL draft, where most likely the top 3 selections are going to be quarterbacks, Caleb Williams number 1, Jaden Daniels number 2, and number 3 Drake May, and potentially a number 4 overall pick in J.J. McCarthy. This quarterback top-heavy NFL draft might be getting really, really exciting. The Minnesota Vikings have obvious interest in drafting an NFL quarterback this offseason. And my best bet is that the Minnesota Vikings trade up to number 5 with the Chargers and select J.J. McCarthy. But this latest report is indicating that the Washington Commanders could be potentially shipping that number 2 overall pick to a team that is willing to give up a Herschel Walker type trade to get Jaden Daniels. And the Minnesota Vikings might just pull that off once again. The question is, should the Minnesota Vikings trade a bunch of first round picks, at least 11 and 23, next year's first, and even a first after that, to draft Jaden Daniels? So, it seems like these quarterbacks are in different classes. Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels are in the top class. And then Drake May is in that tier 2 class. And then there's J.J. McCarthy in the tier 3 class. There are two quarterbacks that are expected to be franchise superstar guys that take that franchise to the next level. And those guys are Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. So the question is, should the Minnesota Vikings trade the farm to acquire Jaden Daniels from LSU? And everyone's going to make the connection with Justin Jefferson. Obviously, drafting Daniels will make Justin Jefferson happy. But it goes bigger than that, because I think if the Minnesota Vikings do, in fact, make a Herschel Walker-type trade and draft Jaden Daniels, they will be taking this franchise to the next level. And what I mean by that is, Jaden Daniels has superstar NFL potential. Earlier in the year, I said Josh Dobbs kind of has that missing ingredient that Kevin O'Connell would love to have in his quarterback. Kirk Cousins was a great pocket passer. Josh Dobbs, in his first like 2 games with the Minnesota Vikings, he was a sensational pocket passer. But even more than that, he was a sensational scrambling quarterback, a quarterback that gave the Minnesota Vikings a sneak peek on what their offense could look like with a quarterback that can move and escape outside the pocket. And I believe the Minnesota Vikings cherished that after seeing that on the tape for a few weeks. So Jaden McDaniels, he's the Minnesota Vikings shooting guard. Jaden Daniels, I think, is the guy the Minnesota Vikings want the most. The question is, will they give up the amount of ammo to the Washington Commanders to do it? And here's why I'm saying the Vikings should do it. The Minnesota Vikings should do this because they are going to have over $100 million in cap space the following offseason to fill in any needs that need to be met from the draft picks that they won't have because they gave up all their draft picks for Jaden Daniels. So the reason why I'm saying this is because the Minnesota Vikings can fill the holes in their roster that they need to fill through free agency next offseason instead of the draft. And if you are so sold on Jaden Daniels becoming a superstar NFL quarterback, there are no amount of first-round picks that you could trade up to get this guy. My question for you is this. How many first-round picks would you trade to get Patrick Mahomes on your roster right now? At least five. And if you could potentially draft the next NFL superstar quarterback in Jaden Daniels, would you give up five first-round picks? I don't know why you wouldn't. Jaden Daniels has superstar potential. And I think it's greater than potential. He hasn't obviously played a single down in the NFL yet, but this guy has superstar traits. And I was watching Dan Orlovsky on ESPN a few weeks ago, and he was saying that he would rather have Jaden Daniels over Caleb Williams because of the pure pocket passer presence that he has, plus the ability to scramble. So if I sat up here and asked you, okay, if you could have a top five quarterback in the NFL right now, or in at least 2 years, but you had to give up five first round picks to do it, would you do it? I would hope you would, because that would be a superstar roster with a chance to win a Super Bowl. You pair up Jaden Daniels with Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson and TJ Hawkinson and an offensive line that performed better last year than the year before. Plus, you put in a quarterback that can elude defensive tackles, that can elude defensive ends and linebackers and blitzes. Plus, they have over $100 million in cap space next year. I think it's the right call. In fact, I think the Minnesota Vikings would be insane not to trade three or four first-round picks to the Washington Commanders to draft Jaden Daniels. Now, all of this could just be speculative bullcrap that the Washington Commanders have taken phone calls on that number two overall pick, but it's a report that's out there, and I'm going to react to that report. The Minnesota Vikings should trade for Jaden Daniels and do everything in their power to get him. This take was presented by Hoagland Farm. Hoagland Farm has rotationally grazed 100% grass-fed beef. This beef is sold in quarters and halves, and they have custom sample packs so you can try before you buy. Contact Jared at 952-491-1541 for 20% off your first order if you tell Jared you heard about Hoagland Farm on the Minnesota Tim podcast. Everyone, thank you for making this podcast a part of your day. If you're watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. And if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, please rate, review, and follow the podcast wherever you are listening to this podcast. Everyone, take care and have a great day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.